That long-term view has served Toyota well over its history, and as the world's Matthew Bell reports, that means Toyota won't make any sudden decisions about the U.S. market.
Toyota's been a big player in the U.S. auto industry for a long time. It started selling cars here in the late 50s, building them here in the early 70s. And by the company's own count, Toyota employs more than 36,000 people in this country. The manufacturing plant in Georgetown, Kentucky, is an example of how important these operations are to some areas. Gary Clayton is an economics professor at Northern Kentucky University.
Boy, it has made all the difference in the world. You have to remember that there's about 7,000 people employed down there, an investment of $5.3 billion overall. I mean, it has energized the entire central part of the state of Kentucky. And in the northern part of the state of Kentucky, we have over 100 firms that are Japanese firm suppliers. And they don't just do Toyota, they do the other companies as well.
However, the troubles on Toyota's balance sheet are already having an impact. The company has put construction of its new Prius hybrid plant in Mississippi on hold. Temporary employees at Toyota are also being let go. Sean McAlinden at the Center for Automotive Research says that could mean something in the neighborhood of 2,500 jobs lost in the U.S. The good news for permanent Toyota employees is that they won't be laid off. The company has a policy against it. But the foreseeable future for Toyota, McAlinden says, like every other car company in the world, is not rosy.
This is a terrible car market from here to China. Japan's having the lowest sales in 30 years. Toyota sales are down by 25% with many other companies in Europe. And we're seeing this terrible market in North America where they make over half of their profit.
Here are a couple more numbers for perspective. Just a few years ago, Americans bought about 17 million cars and trucks every month. It was down to 10 million last month. Donald Grimes is a labor expert at the University of Michigan. He says some of this was to be expected.
In most recessionary periods, vehicle sales go way down for a sustained period of time, but then rebound as the economy overall begins to recover. People begin to have a little more confidence, and because there's what's called this pent-up demand for motor vehicles, there tends to be a pretty good bounce back. Might take us till 2011 to get there.
It was only Friday that the White House announced its plans to hand $17 billion of emergency loans over to GM and Chrysler. The news that mighty Toyota is hurting too could now put pressure on the incoming administration of Barack Obama to take even more drastic action. Some experts think Washington should provide incentives, such as tax credits, for Americans to go out and buy new cars. Economist Donald Grimes says it's a good idea.
It would be far better to have people buying cars so that they're creating demand for those employees in the auto industry, as opposed to just giving the auto industry's money themselves. At least if you give people a tax credit, somebody will actually get a product out of this process, as opposed to just giving money to the auto industry.
And of course, that's a move Toyota and its American competitors would be likely to applaud. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.